In Saudi Arabia, members of Al-Qaeda and other militants are getting a second chance with mostly positive results. Some of them served time at Guantanamo Bay Prison and after their release were sent to a rehabilitation program in Saudi Arabia. Some eventually found their way back to the battlefield, but Saudi Arabia says it has been largely successful in rehabilitating militants. Kelly McEvers reports from the capital, Riyadh.
To understand what works and what doesn't work about Saudi Arabia's rehabilitation program, consider the case of Muhammad Al-Awfi. Just after 9/11, he traveled to the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Authorities arrested him on suspicion of aiding terrorist groups. As he recently told the BBC, he later was sent to Guantanamo.
They put you in shorts in an area with extremely cold air conditioning for months until you requested to see the interrogators and tell them things.
In all, Alfi spent 6 years at Guantanamo. He was released in November 2007 and sent to the rehabilitation center just outside Riyadh. The idea is to re-educate extremists in the nonviolent principles of Islam and reconnect them with their social networks. The center is led by academics and religious scholars, many of whom earned advanced degrees in the U.S. back in the 70s and 80s. Turki Al-Otayan is the center's lead psychologist. He was one of the first to evaluate Alfi.
He hates Americans so much about what they have done to him. He said, they destroyed me, they affected me, they killed my brothers, these kind of things.
At the center, Alfi took classes in anger management, Islamic law, history, and art therapy. So far, nearly 300 men have completed the program, and about 80% of these have gone on to lead normal lives. Alfi graduated the program in early 2008. Then, during the holy month of Ramadan, he decided he wanted revenge against the Americans. He fled to Yemen and joined Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. In 2009, he appeared in this video alongside the group's leaders. We warn our fellow prisoners about this rehabilitation program, Alfi says to the camera. We were used, but thank God we were able to escape their power. Back in Saudi Arabia, psychologist Otayan and other officials from the center paid a visit to Alfi's family.
They thought the security force will come to the house to search the house, to arrest some of them.
But instead, officials said,
we can help you. He's our son. Yes, he has done a mistake. We do not hate him personally. We hate his behavior. They're shocked. After what he has done, you are saying this? We said yes. Then they ease up. We say, we ask for your cooperation, for his own protection, for your own protection. Try to help us.
Otayan says Alfi's relatives then started making phone calls to Alfi in Yemen. Not long after, the Saudis say, he turned himself in. Christopher Bosick of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says it wasn't the classes that brought Alfi back into the fold, but the government's contacts with his family.
In a society where you get everything from the government, it can be really, really powerful when the government comes and asks you to do something. But I think people understand what that message is that's being sent, that you have a duty and you have a responsibility, and we're going to take care of you. You know, we're doing our part. You need to do your part.
At the rehabilitation center, inmates play soccer with guards. Inmate Ahmed Zuhair spent more than 6 years at Guantanamo for suspected terrorist activity in Bosnia and Afghanistan. When Zuhair is released from the center, he says the government has promised to set him up with a new house and seed money to start a business running a mini market in the holy city of Mecca.
Okay, I changed my life. I changed my city, go another city, because forget everything. You know, better my family, a new house. Good, this.
Zuhair's story is similar to Alfi's. I'm not guilty of terrorism, he says, but I'm mad at the Americans for holding me for so long in Guantanamo. Now that I'm with my family, though, I promise to stay away from bad guys. In both cases, Saudi authorities at the rehab center say they're less concerned with the truth about the detainee's past than they are about his behavior in the future. Whether he's fully rehabilitated or not, officials say, at least they know where he lives. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.